Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We need to talk about taxes in South Africa. The ANC wants a wealth tax to pay for the new basic income grant. The ANC says that a wealth tax that is the preferred option to fund a basic income grant in South Africa. That was one of the key discussions at the party's policy conference this weekend. The ANC never seeming to really understand that you need a thriving economy, and then these things take care of themselves. Dobie Ruit, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group. Good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning to you. I'm fine, thank you.
So how do we deal with this? The ANC always, I mean, they always, what they really seem to do is just focus on ways to collect more money.
Exactly. That's indeed the case. Okay, maybe I can just make, before we start with this discussion, maybe make a very important comment. And that is, you know, to earmark any kind of tax for something specific simply doesn't work. And I can give you many examples. Like, for example, the fuel levy was originally introduced to pay for roads. But the money eventually simply ends up in a pot and it eventually goes to somewhere else. So that's happened to the fuel levy. And there are many other examples, the plastic bag levy and all of that. So to try to link a specific tax to a specific expense item, maybe it works for you too, and thereafter it becomes just part of the whole process. But the dilemma in South Africa is simply the following. We have exceptionally high levels of unemployment and poverty. People are literally going to bed hungry. So that is on one side. On the other side, we have a state that is very, very badly run, and we have an economy that's overtaxed already. So those are the two dilemmas that we are facing in South Africa. I think what we need to do is that we simply have to cut back on state spending, on the wasteful expense items, and there are so many. Stop with corruption and all of that. And let me just give you ask one question, and that is, think to yourself, what does the Minister of Sport, what does he do? Does he watch TV the whole day? What does he do? Do we really need a Minister of Sport, or we can simply cancel that department? That is one example. And what also needs to be mentioned is that as things stand today in South Africa, we have 32 million people receiving an income from the state every month. The economy is highly overtaxed. The tax regime in South Africa is exceptionally so-called progressive, which simply means that few individuals pay just about all the taxes. And maybe a last comment, is that we already have a number of wealth taxes in South Africa. Capital gains tax, for example, is nothing but a wealth tax. Estate duty is nothing but a wealth tax. So we have a number of wealth taxes in South Africa as well. I don't think this is a good idea.
The alternative. Well, in fact, the first question is, are these basic grants a good idea?
Well, we have, like I've said, we've got 30 million people receiving grants in South Africa, 2 million civil servants. You started off by saying, you know, what we actually need, the issue in South Africa is wealth creation, economic growth. Because once we've got the economic growth going, then we won't need people on a social security system. In fact, a good social security system is a system where you have fewer people and not more. And every year, the number of people that are depending on the state for an income, every year that number increases. So clearly we're doing something wrong. And I think the answer to that is certainly economic growth. But I guess we as South Africans, we simply cannot stand by when fellow South Africans are really suffering and dying from hunger, as an example. There must be some sort of social security net. I think that goes without saying. But we need to understand that this is simply unsustainable, what we have currently in South Africa, and that we must put measures in place to get this economy to grow faster. I know there are some, especially on the left, some people saying that maybe we can't afford the social security or a basic income grant, that it's not a question of whether we can afford it, it's a question of whether we can't afford it, because so many people, there will be social upheaval and all of that if we don't implement something like this. But I think that's unfair, people saying that we have to do that because the alternative is going to be chaos in South Africa. We must somehow try to answer the question where the money is going to come from. And I'm afraid the economy is just not strong enough to carry this sort of thing.
How does if you know that, we know that, how does the ANC not know this? I mean, do they really think that this is a practical solution?
You know, that's a question I've been asking myself for quite a long time, and I think I might have the answer to that. Because if you talk about the ANC, you talk about an organization that's, let's call it left-leaning, socialist, or even communist even, if you look at their social partners, like, for example, South African Communist Party. So I guess people looking at South Africa and analysts looking at South Africa would think that South Africa has got a, let's say, socialist-inclined government, at least. I think that's wrong. I think there are a number of real ideologues in the ANC, like, for example, Pravin Gordhan. He's a real communist. And Ibrahim Patel is another real communist, and they really try to implement these socialist kind of policies. But for the most, the ANC is basically an organization without policy. It hasn't got a policy. The only policy, if you can talk about policy, it is to look after itself and to fleece the state. And because that's what we've been seeing. We've seen cadre deployment, we've seen mismanagement about just everything that they laid their hands on. So I don't think we have a government with a policy. If there's anything like a policy, it is simply just to enrich themselves. So I'm pretty sure they know about this, but the policy of the ANC, if there's anything like this, is simply to look after the ANC.
Yeah, very concerning indeed, but I guess that's all part of these discussions. It is 8:21. I'm Howard Feldman. I'd love your reaction, please. That was Davi Root, Chief Economist at the Efficient Group, talking about taxation.